How would you like to have a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it. We all want to be happy in our love lives.
Our show, The Noah and Christine Show, is a humorous and honest hour for both men and women where we share the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love flowing and the happiness growing.
Oh, yes. It's going to be entertaining and enlightening because each week the two of us, along with our very special guests, are going to dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple.
Money, sex, intimacy, kids, health, careers, families, even taking out the garbage. We promise to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You're going to leave our show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
So let's start the show.
Love, be good to me.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are here with you, keeping the happy and happily ever after. And I have to say that this month makes it so much easier for us to do our job, don't you think, Noah?
Absolutely. The love train is going because of all the energy of love for this month.
February is the month of love, and not just because somebody decided that it was a good day to give out greeting cards, which we're going to talk about on this show today for sure, but because it really is a month that is imbued with love on all kinds of different levels, including the fact that there's this day called Valentine's Day, and that's February 14th, and then February 13th is the International Day of Self-Love.
Wait, what is the International Day of Self-Love? We have to take a pause.
Don't you know about this?
I do, but I'm not sure everyone does.
Okay, well, everyone, put this down in your calendar. So, you know, on February 14th, how there's all this hubbubaloo around, oh, I have to get the chocolate, I have to have the romantic dinner.
There's
oh,
a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. And, you know, I have to say that even when I used to celebrate Valentine's Day, the way Valentine's Day was actually celebrated, I was more often than not miserable than happy. Because usually it never really geared up. It never really matched my expectations because it was a lot of pressure to put on one day. That one day that my relationship had to, like, you know, capitulate into this great, big, huge day of love. Now, Noah and I have actually never celebrated Valentine's Day in the traditional way of have a nice romantic dinner, buy me flowers, because the truth is that Noah buys me flowers all the time.
I like to do it on any Tuesday, not just the Tuesday I am told I have to.
And we also often have romantic dinners. And not just because that just going out romantic dinners, oftentimes we just have them here.
My favorite is a romantic dinner at home.
Well, actually, I like both, but but Noah's usually the one that cooks, so it's good either way. And what happened for me, I'm actually the founder. Christina Rilo is the founder of the International Day of Self-Love. It is true. Anyone out there, you can create a holiday if you want to. And actually, I did create a holiday about 4 years ago called Madly in Love with Me Day, the International Day of Self-Love. And it is on the books if there's a special place where that goes. But more importantly, what's more importantly about any day of significance is that it matters to people. And what I really understood, and you've heard me talk about this story, is that for so long, I was looking for love in all the wrong places, as the song goes. I don't know who sings that song. Noah, Chris, do you know who sings that song?
Kenny Rogers?
I don't know. It sounds like a country song. I'm not really sure.
All right. So
what's the name of the song?
Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places.
Oh, that's Ronnie Millsap.
Okay,
oh,
see, we knew.
He was. Radio guy,
thank you, Chris. You're always a lifesaver. Ronnie Millsap. So whoever he is, he's a very smart man because it's true. Most of us look for love in all wrong places because we're kind of love stupid. And I was love stupid. I had a lot of misperceptions about love. I had a lot of just like dumbness around love. And I learned, as you all know about my story, those of you who read my book, Choosing Me Before We, and that you've heard me listening to the story, is that, you know, I actually tried to marry someone else other than Noah at one point.
And I have to say, that was a terrible idea.
It was a very bad idea. And I dated this guy for 15 years, bought the big house, you know, built the big American dream. And inside was miserable and was afraid to leave because I was afraid that if this man didn't love me, that no one would love me. And given that I was a very successful executive and a very smart, self-confident woman, that was, seems like a little bit of a paradox. And it was. And I don't think I was so different. But what I learned in that experience, what I really dedicated my life to, is that you have to love yourself first. You gotta.
But wait, Christine.
You gotta love me before we.
February 13th was yesterday. What do I do now?
Well, the good news is that you can choose to love yourself on any day. So for those of you listening to this on February 14th, I invite you to go to chooseselflove.com and download the free self-love kit. And in there, it actually takes you through a whole like process. It's not a process. It's fun, daring way to actually take a self-love promise with yourself. So here's the cool thing, is that on February 13th, over 400 people around the world were throwing parties this year, actually between like the 9th and the 15th. So you're still in luck, even if it's the 14th, but you can really celebrate it the whole month of February. 400 people had parties around the entire country. I was in New York this weekend celebrating in New York. I was in LA at the beginning of February. I'll be in San Francisco on February 24th. And people are having self-love parties. You can have one right now, actually, with yourself or two people or 22 people. Just go to chooseselflove.com. It's all there. And my invitation, and Noah, I'm going to ask you because I don't know what, because we just did this when we were in Los Angeles in New York, what your self-love promise is. So every single one of you gets to make a self-love promise to yourself today, right now, so that you can love yourself more and more and more, so that you actually have more love to give to somebody else. And so on Self-Love Day, we invite you, dare you, to take a self-love promise with yourself. And the self-love guidebook actually helps get you through all that. I know what my self-love promise this year is, Noah. Do you know what branch of self-love? There's 12 branches of self-love. So which branch did you
choose? Let me talk.
All right.
Answer.
All right. Tell us then.
So my branch is self-empowerment.
Self-empowerment.
Because every once in a while, I don't know if you noticed this on the show, but sometimes you're like, does Noah talk on the show? Because like it's like all of the air seems to be taken up by Christine sometimes. And it's because she's brilliant and has so much to offer. But my promise to you folks on the air is this year I'm going to step up even more, speak louder and prouder about what I have to say, make sure that you get both sides of the story.
I welcome your self-empowerment. I love it. Because the more you love yourself, the more that you're going to be able to love me and I get to love you. And I'm giving Noah googly eyes right now as we're on the phone here together.
She's the only woman I know that the fact that I'm going to say occasionally I'm going to interrupt you makes her so happy.
I love when he like is self-empowered and he tells me to be quiet. It's awesome. I find it very sexy. It's very, very sexy.
So men, remember that. Sometimes things you don't want to do, women still find sexy.
Yeah, we want someone to stand up to us and call us. But, you know, that's how it is when you're with a powerful woman. She'll just keep going and until you butt in sometimes.
She absolutely will.
Absolutely. It's been known to happen. So I'm super excited about that. My self-love promise is the branch of self-pleasure. And about sometimes I can be a little bit of a workaholic and I can forget about doing the things that bring me joy. So this year I made a promise to myself that even when I'm working hard, I'm going to do it in a joyful way and that I find lots of ways to bring joy into my life. So I invite all of you to make a self-love promise this year. And you know what we're up to this, and you can go to chooseselflove.com to find that information and get yourself that great groovy self-love kit. What we're up to this month and what I'm really excited about today's call is we're going to dive deeper into some of those love lies, they're not love lies, they're lies about love, the myths about love. You know, this month we're all about the biggest questions that people pose when it comes to love and then looking at the mystical and modern day answers to what those are. So today we are bringing in the universal power of the G-O-D, God, the universe, divine power, whatever you want to call it, to really go deep and look at how we end up in these relationship kerfuffles and the lies that we tell ourselves about love. We have a beautiful spiritual counselor, psychologist and counselor coming on, who also happens to be one of my dear, dear friends. Her name is Christine Hassler.
Oh, Another Christine.
And she, like me, has checked off pretty much every relationship box on the form. She's been divorced. She's been single. She's been engaged. She's also been dumped before the engagement party. And she's a woman who's happier in her love life than she's ever been.
Ooh, that sounds fabulous.
And she's single. And she's also been in all those other types of relationships. So we invited her on today because she's really employed the mystical power of God. She talks to God. She has conversations with God, just like Neil Donald Walsh does. Her and I were just talking the other day. We're both like, we got to go talk to God. I'll call you back. And then we came back on the phone. And so we're going to talk with her about some of the biggest questions she gets. She's also my co-partner in a fabulous adventure I'm taking this month. We're doing a free call called My Happy Love Life, which you can also check out the URL, My Happy Love Life. But most of all, you're going to learn how to deepen your connection to the divine, go in and answer the questions that you need about love to find your own answers. And she's going to share with us some of the answers she found from her conversations with God when we get back.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Love and happiness.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, infancy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Hello and welcome back, everyone, to the Noah and Christine Show. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And you are here to be in the happily, or what do we do here? Bring in.
Bring the happy back into your happily ever after.
Not back, It's already there. We're keeping the happy and happily ever after.
No.
That's okay, everyone. We are here to keep the happy and happily ever after, and we're so excited to be here with you today on a big day of love, Valentine's Day, which, you know, traditionally has been a day that's all about having to make, you know, your romantic relationship the best romantic relationship possible, squeeze all the love in that's possible on this one day, and it's exhausting, and it sets you up for loneliness and disaster and all kinds of blah. So today we are taking a stand. We're taking Valentine's Day back. We just got done with February 13th, which is the International Day of Self-Love. So hope all of you have gotten your self-love kit and you're ready to make that promise to yourself. Today we are going to like just bust through some big old lies that are out there about love. And we have one of the best guests I could imagine to bring on to do this. My dear, 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 dear friend. Some people call her, we call each other the other Christines. But her name is Christine Hassler. And she is one of the most, and you'll see that's just one of the most beautiful spirits and souls out there who just lives and walks her talk. She supports individuals in discovering answers to big questions. You know, that's what we're up to on this call today. She's answers big questions like, who am I? What do I want? How do I get it? She has been working as a life coach and a counselor with emphasis on relationships and careers and finances and self-identity and personal and spiritual growth for years. She is the author of two books, 20-something, 20 Everything, A Quarter-Life Woman's Guide to Balance and Direction, and also the 20-something Manifesto. She's an amazing expert in love and relationships and has been focused as an expert on the Today Show, CNN, CBS, Fox. Wow, she's just kind of been all over the place. She's also on the faculty of the University of Santa Monica. She has just an amazing, deep spiritual background and is also one of the most practical people in love that I know. As I mentioned, she's checked off many different boxes. She's been divorced. She's been married. She's been single. She's been dating. She's been engaged. And she's also the co-creator of My Happy Love Life, which is a call that we're doing this this month at myhappylovelife.com, and the co-creator of the Choosing Me Before We 40-day self-love practice that we're going to be doing together in March. So welcome, 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 Christine.
Wait, I can say one more thing about Christine.
Oh, okay.
She is amazing because when my Christine is just all over the edge, I call on this Christine to bring her back and just like make her sane. So I have to say, Christine Hassler, I have a big crush on you for your impact.
Well, I'm beyond crushed with both of you. I'm totally in love.
Well, that's why we had to have you on today on Valentine's Day to dispel all these crazy rumors about how Valentine's Day is supposed to be like all about romantic relationships, so that if you're not, you know, happy in your relationship or it's not what you want it to be, or you're single, all of a sudden you're like in a big, huge pot of suffering. And I know that you have a big stand around that you don't actually have to suffer in love. Like this whole notion that love and suffering go hand in hand, is that's actually a lie. Yeah.
It's totally a lie, and the truth is it's all in our head. It's all in our head. I mean, pretty much the root of all suffering when it comes to love, and especially on that day, on Valentine's Day, is buying into the misunderstanding that it would be better if you had someone, or it would be better if your relationship would be different, or it'd be better if you got flowers, or whatever. It's not accepting the what is, and it's buying into some fantasy of what love is supposed to be and measuring yourself up against that fantasy that creates all the torture. And it's just ridiculous, because on a day that's supposed to be about love, I think we have more suffering than we do on any other day of the year.
I know it is the day that really is it is about love. It doesn't even have to be about romantic relationships. So like, you're actually single right now. How do you celebrate Valentine's Day? What do you do on this day of love?
Yes, and I think that there's, for a lot of people out there that are quote unquote single, I don't even know what that word means. But for me, it's like this day isn't different than any other day, you know, to me, because every day should be about love. Like, why love myself more today than I do on any other day? And for me, mm-hmm. what I've really learned in being at the stage of the relationship that I'm in now, and I've been divorced for 3 years, and I've been not in a relationship for that amount of time, and I've really learned that I've had a relationship with myself, and I've really had to learn how to have one, and how to really go to myself and go to God to get love, to source love. My whole life had been about sourcing love from some outside person. Who can I plug into to get my love? You know, where can I plug it in? You know, be it my parent or a friend, or most often a man. And I've really learned how to plug into myself so that I can give myself that love that I yearn for, that we all yearn for. So for me, today is just another day of celebration. And the only thing that's different about today is that I'm going to eat a little more chocolate than I
Well, I don't know. I don't know if you know this about me, OC. One of the things that I love to do, OC is our nickname for each other. So I guess remember that we're on the air, so people don't know that. So Christine, one of the things that you, I don't know if you know this about me, no one knows this about me, is I love to just go out and give love on Valentine's Day. So I actually will go out often and buy flowers and then take them with me wherever I go and do the little Hare Krishna. And just, you know, when someone looks like they need a smile, I'll give them a bud.
Aww.
And it's amazing, you know, even if you're just doing a smile, you know, just there's so many ways you can create love on this day that have nothing to do with whether you're in a romantic relationship or not. And I love that what you just said of like this whole like, what does being single mean anyway? And so what does, so say more about that.
Well, and a day of love is not just about romantic love, right? Love is love. And what feels so good about love is the essence of what love is. It's that unconditional acceptance. It's the joy. It's to me, the feeling of love is to be tapped into our essence, to be who we truly are, because we are born love, and then basically stuff happens to us, and we go into fear, and we form all these judgments and all these beliefs, and we put all these layers around our hearts and layers around love, and it's like we cover it up. And so as we start to move into a more loving relationship with ourselves and remove those layers, we start to feel the love that we are. And when we're in that place, then it feels so awesome to share it with anyone and everyone. So to me, this whole single thing, all it means to me is, you know, there's not, I'm not having a romantic relationship with a man right now. I have before, I'm sure I will again, but in this space that I'm in, that doesn't mean I have any less love. And I think that that's where people get into trouble and get into suffering, that because I don't have someone in my life, that means I have less love. That is not true. That is not true. You have just as much love to give, and you have just as much love coming in. But if you, again, buy into that misunderstanding that something's wrong with where you're at, then you contract. Then it forms another, like, wall around the love, and you aren't accessing what Christine and I like to call your love power, right? Because you're shaming yourself or judging yourself for not being in a relationship. So to me, the being single isn't being in between two relationships. It's not like this limbo thing that a lot of people judge it as, and it's not a time in our life where we have any less love. In fact, it's an amazing opportunity to have even more love, because we can really, really focus on our relationship with ourselves. And once that's in a really healthy, awesome, juicy place, then we just become like overflowing with love in all aspects.
So one of the things that sometimes happens in when you're in love, when you describe, like when you're connected with God, and sometimes we even make, or universe or Atman or whatever your word for that is, that there's this, it actually creates a place for connection for your partner. And sometimes people don't experience that. They have a different experience of their relationship. They are growing and they're really connecting with God.
Oh yeah, this is a question that I think we hear a lot. I mean, the question of I'm growing as a person, but my partner's not. So there's like a big part of my life that I don't share with my partner, and is that okay? And what do I do? And I'm curious. We're curious about that, Christine, for you, like how you would answer that given your experience, and then also your from this kind of conversations with God, what you've learned about that from your experience.
Well, I think, you know, obviously everybody's on their own path, and I can speak to this personally because that was the issue that came up in my marriage. Connecting with God, my spiritual growth, my personal path is a top value. It's my top value in terms of what's important to me in my life. And my ex-husband, it wasn't for him. And that doesn't make him wrong. It doesn't make him, you know, less of a person or any less lovable. It just is the truth in terms of a value set. And for me, it was really challenging to create a life with someone where our top values weren't in sync. And I don't think that the person you're with has to, you know, value everything that you value, but it can be more challenging if a top values not in sync. Now, that was just a personal decision for me. And I really wanted to see the thing about my relationship with God and my personal growth, my spiritual path. It's my work. It's my life. It's all encompassing. So it's important for me to be able to share that with a partner and get really excited about it with a partner. I can't compartmentalize it. Like, that was just impossible for me. For some people, their personal growth, their relationship with God is really, really personal. It's really private. It's really personal. You know, their life and their job isn't necessarily 100% committed to personal growth. So maybe they don't need their partner to be at the same place that they are. So it really is a personal, totally a personal decision. But one thing that I always ask couples when they come to me with this question is, you know, is your desire to have your partner on the path a desire to change them, you know, like a desire to make them something different? Because sort of, and that, of course, would be a projection. Like, I really realized when I was first looking at my ex, I wasn't completely committed and invested in my own personal growth path. Like, I still had fear coming up around it. I still had, you know, questions about God. And so I was projecting a little bit on him. You know, like kind of where I was falling short or where my insecurities about my personal relationship with God or my personal past, like I was sort of pointing the finger at him. And when I really took ownership of my own path, my own relationship with God, then I stopped pointing the finger at him and I was able to see clearly, oh, like he's just not into it and that's okay.
And absolutely.
It wasn't, I couldn't continue. Yeah.
So what I love about what you're saying, here's a big, huge underliner for everyone as we get ready to go to break here, is that what Christina is saying is that it's really about finding the happiness that you're looking for inside of yourself. And so those answers are only in you, and that the divine can really help you find those answers. But everyone's answer is different. And really the question is are you happy? Right? Are you happy? And if you're not happy, there's something going on there, which is exactly why we invite everyone listening to come join Christine and I on our My Happy Love Life call, February 22nd. And we'll be doing a replay a little bit later in the month. We have another call on the 29th. Just go to myhappylovelife.com. And we are happy to help you have a happy love life. So take us to break, Noah.
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we'll be right back.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationships.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy, But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at SpectrumLifeDesign.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And we are here today with the most fabulous guest, our mystical, practical, wonderful, spiritual guide, Christine Hassler. Are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful. So for those of you who are just tuning in, Christine and I are actually on a mission this month to end love starvation, end loneliness, end settling in love, and pretty much, would you say, Christine, anything that's about not being happy in love.
Yes, exactly, because love is supposed to make you happy.
Love is supposed to make you happy, especially on this big day of love, February 14th. We are just all about here right now on this call with you right here, just blowing out the love lies and getting rid of the lies that keep you away from having the love that you want and kind of digging into and uncovering some of the big questions that get people all tripped up.
Wait. What? I have a question.
Noah's using a self-empowerment muscle. Okay, go for it, Noah.
So Christine Hassler. I got to say full names because otherwise I get confused. Christine Hassler. I want to know your opinion on this question. Is forever together possible?
Well, what do you mean by forever together?
Well, it's like when couples, like most, the traditional wedding ceremony or the is like till death do us part. Or like that's a phrase, right? Till death do us part. Or like, and yet the divorce rate in this country is about what? 50-55%, and people are staying together longer. Like the whole thing just seems like everyone wants to be forever together, and yet it doesn't happen that often.
So the question is it possible?
Is it possible? But also just kind of like there's a lie around that, right? About the lie of failing. And so you obviously have had relationships that aren't and haven't been forever. So curious about what you know about that question and what you learned in your conversations with the GOD.
Yeah, well, one thing I learned in my conversations with the GOD is that I used to judge divorce a whole heck of a lot. And I, especially as a little girl, and my parents are still married, and my biggest fear was them getting divorced. That was my biggest fear. Well, A, them dying, and B, them getting divorced. And when I, you know, had friends who had divorced couples, I was like, oh, and, you know, I could feel the shame around that, and so I really, really judged divorce, and I bought into the, you know, it's supposed to be forever, and when I get married, it'll be forever. And so when it was 3 years into my marriage, and I was starting to think, uh-oh, this doesn't feel right, I think this is not going to last, I really had to reconcile my judgments around what marriage really means and what failing at love really means. And what I learned is that judging a relationship on longevity is not a loving way to look at a relationship. You know, I learned that relationships are huge containers for growth. They show us our issue, they're catalysts for transformation, and they really can crack our hearts wide open. Mm. And to me, the success of a relationship, it depends on how much we're willing to love. And oftentimes, the most loving thing to do in a relationship is to let it go. You know, if you've learned what you needed to learn, or if you truly can't be the person that you need to be inside of that relationship, or you can't really be the person you need to be for the other person that the other person needs, then oftentimes the most loving thing is to let it go. And I learned, you know,
And it's like blasphemous to say that on Valentine's Day. How could you say such a thing on Valentine's Day?
Kessler, are you a jerk?
I'm such a heartbreaker. So I won't be writing any romantic comedy scripts anytime soon. But here's a really super awesome news that I totally believe that a partnership can last, quote unquote, forever. That people can get married for a lifetime, and I see that in you, Noah and Christine. You really inspire that. And to me, it's really about finding a partner who's really excited about that possibility and creating a life together. Because there's you and there's him and then there's the relationship. And when both people are really looking in the same direction and are committed to nurturing and growing and harvesting that relationship, then absolutely, I totally think it's possible. And especially if you're willing to create the relationship that you and your partner want to create together, not try to create the relationship that society says is necessary or that the movies, you know, kind of script for us. But what is the unique partnership that you want to create? And if like I said, if two people are looking in the same direction, standing side by side, know that they're totally responsible for generating their own love, then absolutely I think it's possible.
Say more about that piece. This is a great piece. I want to underline this. Now, of course, Christine, we know that you're not a heretic, because what you're saying is that, you know, a relationship can end. That doesn't mean that the love goes away, right? That doesn't mean that the love goes away. So what happens to the love?
The love never goes away. I can honestly say I still love my ex-husband. I still love all of my exes. It just changes. See, the thing about love, and it's just, again, where we get confused, is we think it's the other person that's responsible for the love we feel towards them. No, the person in front of us is just igniting that love we already have inside of us. So it's impossible, even if the person physically goes away, it's impossible for them to take that love with them because it belonged to them. The love was always totally inside of us. So it's up to us to just really know that and to nurture it and tend to it and make it okay. Wow, like, I can still love this person. I can forgive what I need to forgive. I can forgive myself. I can forgive that person. And I can keep the love even if the form of the relationship goes away.
Mm-hmm. This is very powerful. What she's talking about is really shifting some of our major thinkings about love. Like, I think that's part of the reason, don't you think, Noah? Like, I don't want to, you know, blame Jerry Maguire. And
Let's blame Jerry Maguire.
Oh, I do, actually.
I love blaming fictional people.
Okay, we could blame Tom Cruise. We could blame him. That whole, like, he completes, you know, what do you say? I'm like, he walks in, you complete me. I mean,
you complete me.
Set up for disaster. And just a true setup for not being happy. And I think it's a lot of these things that we don't understand about love. And so we feel like, I know I've certainly felt when a relationship has ended or when before I was in an unhealthy relationship, that person would get mad. It was like they would take the love away. And there's no happiness in love that way. And so I just want to, like, just present that for anyone out there that's ever been in a relationship like that where you felt like love has gone away. What we're talking about is the ability to actually know that love never goes away. It's only when you give your power to that other person to think that they're the one who that controls the love that you feel like that love is going away.
Exactly. They're just a catalyst. Like, that's why relationships are so great. And that's why sometimes people have to go away. Oftentimes I've seen so many of my clients, someone will come along and the person will fall so in love with that person. They'll be so happy and they'll be like, oh my God, I'm more me than I've ever have been before. And it's so great. And then something will happen. The relationship will end. The person will go away and they're devastated because they've sourced that happiness and that ability to be themselves to that person. And why the person goes away is because, like, our higher self wants us to learn that love belongs to us. That person was just the catalyst to light it up inside of us, to show us what it feels like, to show us what it looks like, to have that experience. And then it's up to us to own that, to reclaim it, to take that love power back.
So I'm curious if there's any sort of practical tip to invoking that power of love that is generative, internal generative, that you have to offer Christine Hassel, because that's sort of like, that's where, like, me, I get the idea that sometimes the practicality of it escapes even me.
Well, definitely joining Christine and I for our love call on February 22nd. That's a very practical thing everybody can do.
Are you going to be on the call? We didn't invite him. We should invite him, Christine. Noah, will you come to the call?
I will be on the call listening with bated breath.
MyHappyLoveLife.com. Be there, Noah.
And in addition to joining us for our call, I think that, see, the thing, it's interesting the place you're asking that question from, because love isn't practical, right? It's something that we can't put into a form or give, like, do this, and then you can fall in love. But what I really suggest for everyone is to sort of look at the love lies you're telling yourself. You know, what are your love beliefs and what are the love lies you're telling yourself? Like things like, I'm not lovable, or I'm not worthy, or I don't deserve love, or I can only have love if you do X, Y, Z. You know, really looking at your love lies and start busting those love lies. And the best way to bust those love lies is to do that with forgiveness. You know, to forgive yourself for ever buying into those lies and to forgive anyone else that may have contributed to some of those lies going in. And do something on a daily basis that connects you to the feeling of love, whether it's spending time in nature, whether it's, you know, playing with your little dog or your cat, whether it's looking into the eyes of your partner or listening to the giggles of your children or the sound of wind through trees. Like, do the things that evoke that feeling inside of you. And when you feel it, like, allow yourself to be there for a while. You know, I think in our society, we're so in our head and we're so in our to-do list, we're so in our mind that we forget to drop into our heart and just start, like, strengthening our love muscle. So that's a very practical thing. Like, what can you do every day to strengthen your love muscle?
Yeah, it's just like we go to the gym and we work out our other muscles. It's like, but are you really building your wealth and love? Are you building your love power, as we like to say? Taking back the love power on Valentine's Day. I think we should throw that dare down.
Oh, yeah, that does sound like dare. That sounds dare eligible.
Yeah, that does. There has to be a song out there about that, taking back your love power. If not, we're going to have to make one up.
Oh, we'll have to call Rob or somebody and see if he'll make one for us.
See what he'll do on that.
So the dare is to do something every day for, I'm going to say, the next week.
No, all of February.
Okay, the short dare is the next week. The double dog dare is the rest of February. Do something every day that invokes the feeling of love.
And OC, Christine Hassler, I bet I'm going to gather, because I know that you've done this in your own spiritual practice. What happens to the love starvation and the feelings of loneliness when you do that?
Oh, what's so awesome is they just start to dissolve, you know, because love starvation and feelings of loneliness, like, it's a different vibration, right? It's a different vibrational frequency. And so when you're strengthening your love muscle and getting really stronger, it's like those frequencies can't exist. It's sort of like people that work out and people that are really healthy, they get sick less. Because they're working out and they're exercising, and so their immune system is firing off faster, right? They can fight off any kind of bug a lot faster. So they don't get sick. They don't get run down because their body just doesn't vibe in that space where they could get it. So as you strengthen your love muscle, it's like those feelings, you'll just notice that they're just not hanging around anymore. It's the coolest thing.
Love it. So everyone, that is your homework this Valentine's Day, to promise yourself that you are going to fill yourself up with love, become wealthy in love. Take the dare that Noah just put down. Go ahead and join Christine and I on our My Happy Love Life call, which you can get to at myhappylovelife.com. And what else?
And you've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
And Christine Hassler, if they want to find out more information about you, love, where do they find more information about you?
I'd love them to go to ChristineHassler.com, H-A-S-S-L-E-R, and sign up for my free gift so I can send you love letters every week.
She sends beautiful love letters, beautiful videos. Highly recommend. Thank you so much, Christine, for coming on. I can't wait to be on our Falling in Love with Your Love Life, bringing the happy into your love life call in just a couple weeks.
Thank you for being the loves that you are and bringing so much love into my life.
You're welcome, love.
And we'll be right back. You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show.
How would you like a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun? A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it.
We all want our love lives to be happy, but how exactly do you do that? To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the the love and happiness growing and flowing.
Each week, we, along with our special guests, dive into the places most likely to suck the happy out of your happy couple. Money, sex, intimacy, kids, careers, even taking out the garbage.
We'll share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics that real couples, including ourselves, face every day.
You'll leave the show educated, entertained, and excited to try our daring acts of love in your own relationship.
Tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
See you on the show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show. Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. This is Christina Rilo.
And Noah Martin.
And if you would like to be happy and in love, you are in the right place.
Oh, we love happy and love, especially on Valentine's Day.
Now,
I know, I say it wrong. She gives me such a hard time about it.
For 10 years, we have known each other on Valentine's Day. And every year, where does this come from? I don't know if you've heard Noah say Valentine's.
Valentine.
Noah calls it Valentine's. Which,
well, it's a time. It's a time.
It's a time of Valen.
No,
it's whatever Valen means.
I assume Valen was Latin for love. Is that not the case?
It could be. It could be. I suppose I'm not being very loving right now. But there's a thing. I'm a word person. What can I say? Well, actually, Noah and I, the truth is that we don't celebrate Valentine's Day the way that kind of the rest of the world does. We actually celebrate it much more. We celebrate it in a very different way. We actually celebrate love in our relationship 365 days out of the year.
Well, 363.
Yeah, 363 probably.
It's
maybe
only 2 or 3 days.
Well, maybe 340. Yeah, could be. But like, here's the thing. This is like, I remember writing an article a couple of years ago when Choosing Me Before We came out, and I wrote this article and actually did some TV interviews on it. I was like, why are people so crazy about Valentine's Day? Because it's one day that people put all this pressure on their relationship or their lack of to feel loved, and it usually makes people suffer, feel lonely, be disappointed. And if you have to do that in your relationship, it really means that your relationship is starving for love in other places. And so here's the good news. If you've already gone out and bought the box of chocolate and you've already bought the flowers or whatever, that's fine. That's okay. Just remember that loving the people that you're with, even outside of your romantic relationship, loving the people you're with is a 24/7, 365 day a year kind of thing.
You know, I actually have to say I like Valentine's Day so much better in like fourth grade than I did like when I was 25 and there would be a new girlfriend and to figure out whether we're doing something or not doing something and all of the mess of it.
I did. I liked when you would go and you get like the Ziggy cards, you know, the Ziggy cards. Do you know who Ziggy is?
I do know who Ziggy is. I don't know.
Is he still around?
I don't think he is.
I don't know. Well, Ziggy, yeah, I was big into Ziggy or Snoopy. I was a big fan of Snoopy. You'll get the Valentine's Day card. And remember, you'd give Valentine's to everybody.
Remember the little chalky hearts?
Oh, yeah. I don't really like those.
But they were fun.
They were fun. That's true. And so you would, and remember, it was a day about spreading love to everyone. Now, you didn't, when you were in second grade, I bet you didn't count your Valentines to see who got more. You just felt good that everybody gave Valentines to everyone. And that's really, would be like my dare that I'd love to just put down.
I think it's so funny that you even think about counting. I got 18 and you only got 15.
Well, the people you do as kids with Halloween candy, don't you?
No, I.
You never looked at who had more candy?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I can't believe how you were competitive at like 3, weren't you?
Now that was my comparison queen that I had, my inner mean girl comparison queen. Her name is Mean Patty. She's been around for a long time. She's not very self-loving, but I have reformed her because I have been celebrating the Self-Love Day on February 13th. Remember, it's where we started the show at, everybody. You gotta love yourself first. So for those of you that would really love to infuse some self-love into your life, remember to go over to ChooseSelfLove.com and take a self-love promise for yourself if you haven't already done that, since February 13th was yesterday. And for those of you that are really into like this idea of like forget this whole Valentine's Day thing, what if like you could go back to the joy of how it was like in second and third and fourth grade just to give Valentine's to everyone? Now I go a little crazy. I do the Hare Krishna thing where I go out and I get a hope of no Hare Krishna, so I'd be offended. I really love that you do this. Whenever I see you, you make me happy. I get flowers and I give them out. What are other things that we've done on Valentine's Day, you know, that have been fun?
Well, you've made take dollar bills and written hearts on them and given them to homeless people.
No, that's just homeless. So I make love bills. So I go out and I'll get my favorite number. My favorite number is 17. So I'll go to the bank and I'll get $17 bills and I'll write little messages of loves on the bills. I'll write, you know, hearts and this and that. And whatever I do, what I pay for, like if I buy a coffee, I'll sneak a love bill in there. Or if I do someone who's homeless, I'll sneak them a love bill. Or if I just see a little girl, I'll give her a love bill. And it's amazing to watch.
Anyway, pause for a second.
What?
I'm not recommending that you give dollar bills to small children. I could get you in serious trouble if you don't know that. With the small children, you know, that's fine. But please don't walk up to strange children and give them dollar bill. You will end up in jail, and I don't want that responsibility.
See, this is why we need there to be more love in the world and focus on more love versus buying chocolate and going to fancy dinners with our significant others. I love fancy dinners and I love flowers and I really like to have them more than just one day of year. So that would be that's a dare I would love to invite everyone to do to bring more happiness into your life. Go ahead and do something special for Valentine's Day, but do not have any expectations. And just make it about being with each other.
So if folks in the East Coast are on their way to their Valentine's Day dinner tonight, like they're muscling and bustling through traffic.
Uh huh.
And I know, and you're getting to the big fancy restaurant, and there's a line.
Uh huh.
For your reservation, you have a 7:15 reservation, and it looks like you're going to be sat at 8:30 or whatever. what should they do?
I would love them to play the gratitude game. Remember we played this when we were in Mendocino a couple months ago in the summer?
No, actually, I don't remember.
You don't?
Remind me of this game.
He never remembers. So we went to breakfast. We were in Mendocino. It's this beautiful town up north. We were in Mendocino, and we played the gratitude game where we sat together. You could do this in line. You could do this in the car. You could do wherever. We went back and forth, and we both named five things that we were grateful for. And I said, I'm really grateful for, and whatever I said, and I was really excited to have the breakfast because it was really good, like organic eggs and organic bacon, and it was so yummy. I was just in heaven. And you said what you were grateful for. And we went back and forth five times. And you can do your favorite number. We just picked five. And gratitude creates love. It's nothing about how much money you spent, what the person remembered to do, what he said or didn't say. And it just opens up people's hearts. So that's what one game that I love game that you can play.
You have a moment on this beautiful love day where you're just not feeling it with your partner. Like, the connection hasn't happened yet. This is an amazing time.
Play the gratitude game. And if you're single or you're not with your person, pick up the phone and call somebody. Go out and go out with a friend. You know, or do this game with yourself. You don't need to have somebody in your life to feel loved. And I hope all of you really get that. Nobody needs to be lonely. Love is everywhere. Love is free. And all you have to do is be willing to stand up and take it. And this month, I am on a mission, and Noah's supporting me on this mission. And you just heard Christine Hassler, who's on this mission with me, to end love starvation, to end love loneliness, to end settling in love, and to take your love power back and know that you have the ability at any time in your life to feel loved. 24/7 downline to love. You can plug into love whenever you need to. And I am committed, and Noah's committed. We're both committed to doing that. Continue to come back with us on the show. We have some fabulous people showing up, some more mystical people, the most mystical, practical people we know. We're going to get into the Taoist sexual secrets next week, and then we have Wabi Sabi Love coming in after that. I'll be doing a special call about falling in love with your love life, no matter who is or isn't sleeping next to you or you, on February 22nd. Go to myhappylovelife.com to sign up for that.
And it's myhappylovelife.com.
And for those of you who are ready and willing to take a self-love promise, get your self-love kit at chooseselflove.com. There's nothing but love here for you. We'll be tuning back in with all of you next Tuesday at 3 p.m. about ancient Chinese Taoist sexual secrets. Ooh la la, keeping the fire going.
And you have been listening to the Noah and Christine Show on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And we will see you next week.
See you next week, everyone. Much love.
You've been listening to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after. We are all about keeping your love life happy.
To get the goods and how to bring happy to a whole new level in your relationships, get yourself over to www.noahandchristine.com, where there's a free copy of the Love Treaty waiting just for you.
The Love Treaty is a must for keeping the love and happiness in and the drama and hurt feelings out of your relationship. The Love Treaty will give you the rules every couple needs for fighting fun and fair.
And let's face it, most of us did not receive great training on how to create happy love lives. So we do it here, now, on the Noah and Christine Show.
Remember to tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. With us, Noah and Christine, you can count on us to share the truth about the power struggles and relationship dynamics real couples, including ourselves, face every day. See you next week.
Until then, keep the love flowing and the happiness a-growing.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk
Radio. The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.